Lady America tonight. Hope you're having a good work week so far. Hope you're working. I know I said that earlier, that a lot of people are trying to build a dream a different way these days since they've been downsized at the so-called corporations, and still a lot of corporations asking for the big fat handouts. The latest is Bank of America. They need $35 billion in capital because, you know, they're doing those stress tests. And apparently B of A needs some cash, and they need it quickly. That's scary to think of that. And wonder what we don't really know about the banks. I think that there's more banks in trouble than you could possibly imagine. Pretty soon it's just going to be the Bank of the U.S. We're going to rename every single bank the Bank of the U.S., and we're going to own them. That would be scary, wouldn't it? All right, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. One, Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, was speaking today on the Hill, kind of a state of where we're at in the recession and what's happening monetarily with all kinds of things, including credit cards. And, of course, it was a free-for-all. He's pretty much now a punching bag once he goes up there with everybody screaming about money and it being the number one concern of Americans. It's an easy target. That's what Bernanke is. There's no question. He seemed to think, at least what he said, is that the recession seems to be slowing down. In other words, more is happening, more money is being pumped into the economy, and by the end of 2009, there should be some growth. This is 100% different from what we had heard just a few months ago, some of the doom and gloom predictions from all kinds of economic advisors and other talking heads and whatnot when it comes to financial matters. What do you do? Where do you go? Nobody can hide anymore. We have to do this Bernie Madoff thing and what happened in December, and then the Stanford stuff on the heels of that, how many Ponzi schemes are out there, and then, of course, more of the mortgage collapse information starting to be spit out, including the fact that one in three people are in danger in mortgages. In other words, are backwards in their mortgage. One in three seems like a pretty high number to me. And I say this all the time, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the best way to tell is drive around the neighborhoods not too far from you and count up how many count up how many houses are for sale and how long they've been on the market, and then also look at foreclosures. Now, my neighborhood, I haven't seen necessarily, not too far from me, I've seen foreclosures, but in truly my neighborhood, I've seen some for sale signs up, but they've been there forever. I mean, a year. So it depends on the market. It depends on the neighborhood. But whether it's an upper middle class neighborhood or a lower income neighborhood or you know, even some of the most highbrow areas, people are in trouble. People are bleeding. You know, nobody wants to talk about finances. It's such the no-no for people. You don't go to a cocktail party and tell everybody you're broke. The people don't do that. You don't go over next door, jump over, eat pizza with the neighbors and have an evening of it and then tell them all your worries, all your trauma. Not usually. Maybe close friends. It's too bad because we had Mike Robbins on this show not too long ago. He's a big-time motivational speaker, and he made a point of saying, gosh, if people would just unload their baggage and just cop to that, because who cares? A lot of people are in trouble. It wouldn't be that big of a deal, and it wouldn't be so much stress. But nobody does that. You know it exists. And like I said, you can do your own little survey just with that quick swing around the neighborhood, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, to have the numbers switch, like Bernanke saying we're actually see a little bit of growth by the end of 2009 or into 2010, the mortgage thing has to switch around. People have to be able to get loans to buy houses. Builders have to be able to be building houses. And people have to be able to unload houses. I mean, that's a simple equation. And truly, are we at that point where we're saying, you know, 6 months down the line, you're going to see that? I don't think so. There are pocket areas. But I've had too many conversations with too many people in the mortgage business and in any side of the lending business to know that that's not accurate. And I think we're going to see more bank bailouts. And I'm not jumping on the air to predict doom and gloom, but it's any more, you know, the old Kennedy saying about ask not what your government can do for you, but what you can do for your government. You better be doing something for yourself, because nobody else is really going to be able to do it for you unless you're running a major company and they're not replacing you at the helm. How many companies will the government end up owning a piece of? Chrysler, the car, all the stuff with the car bailouts, everything as far as financial companies, what we're seeing needing more money, the banks. It's nasty weather out there, no doubt. Hey, speaking of nasty weather, this kind of flew under the radar, and I guess it's because it was in Brazil, but if we went round the world quickly, there was a flood in Brazil that killed 19, but you'll have almost 200,000 people that were homeless. It's just a reminder, as we've had certainly many floods in the United States. You know, it wasn't too long ago we were talking about Dakota, and we're talking about the big bailout there, and the fact that you had so much sandbagging going on because the flood waters just kept coming, and this is exactly what's happened in Sao Paulo. You've had floods and mudslides. They have had heavy, heavy rains. And I happened to catch something on the tube, which made me bring it up and think of the images I saw. Wow, I was like, this is like a flashback to Hurricane Katrina. You had all these people on rooftops of houses and just waving hands and people in boats trying to move around the city. And you had mudslides slammed into houses where you could see where it was covered all over the place. And the rains have been going on for months straight, and yes, they do have rainy weather, but there's no end in sight to this, and they're having all kinds of problems also, besides the mudslides and everything that entails, but they're having problems also with people who are sick getting medicine to them because they can't get through. The roads are that bad, and you think of some of the areas there, you know, these aren't really remote areas. Certainly there are remote areas, but the main gist of where we're talking, where people are stranded on these rooftops, is not a remote area whatsoever. Coming up, we got a couple of conversations, including one with Scott Fox, who's going to talk about the power of the Internet. While some of you might be in that situation, as I was saying, you're in trouble with mortgages, you're trying to make payments, you're living check to check, all that sort of stuff. A lot of people are starting their own businesses, and a lot of the businesses thrive because of the Internet or their Internet-based businesses. This guy is brilliant. He's designed a couple of websites for some well-known people, Bill O'Reilly and Larry King, but it's not about the website design. It's ultimately about the commerce on the websites and what you can do with the websites and how you can start businesses. But anyway, he's coming up around the bend. Also, we're going to talk a little financial stuff in between, looking at where we are at this point and should you invest in the market. That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Yeah, ultimately, it is about the money, isn't it? Everybody trying to figure out ways to make it. Tell you what, it was a wild day on the Hill. And no doubt Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is used to getting grilled. So Congress is there battering him around about our very fragile economy. Bernanke responds and says, actually, it looks like they're having a little bit of a bounce back, or the United States is having a bounce back from the, quotes, recession. But Senator Charles Schumer was looking for some meat. Here's what he said.
How do the benefits of prolonging the suffering of consumers outweigh the costs of forcing these banks to immediately improve predatory credit card practices? And I say that as somebody who respects you and admires you, but is very frustrated about this issue and was disappointed in your answer to Senator
Dodd. Well, Senator, I'm frustrated as well, and I don't think our positions are as far apart as you seem to think. First of all, we did pass, of course, very extensive changes in disclosures and regulation, which included among them a virtual ban on the issue we're talking about, which is retroactive interest rate increases on existing balances. We can question the exact amount of time we left for them to restructure their business plans and so on, but that was the intention, and I note that Congress is also putting delays into their proposed credit programs. I'm very concerned.
Excuse me, but the congressional delays are not close to as long as yours.
You got to love that. Schumer had to get that kick in there. He certainly wasn't the only one. Like I said, it's just raw meat. It's perfect. You step up and he's an easy target anyway, regardless. And this was before Congress's Joint Economic Committee. We got more on that coming up later around the bend. Pleased to be joined by Ed Rutowski. He, of course, is an investment guru. Joining us here on ATN, because I know these guys get up at the crack of dawn, so he probably had to take a little cat nap before he joined us on the show. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, you do sound awake, though, Ed, so I'm saying that you, I know you get up early, so you appreciate that, man. What do you think? This is usually what we see. Bernanke, you know, testifying, this comes up, of course, and it's like I said, it's he's an easy target for this, but are we having a little bit of a bounce back? Is he right at all, or that's just good jive talking?
No, I mean, there's no question that we're having a bounce back. And you see the market reacting, but I think the market's really reacting to things not being as bad as people had thought. I mean, you're seeing the stock market move. It had moved down to a level that basically was pricing in almost the end of the world, quite frankly. I mean, everyone thought everything was just going to keep going lower and lower and that nothing was right. And the markets overreact on the upside just like they do on the downside. In terms of Bernanke, you know, I go back and forth with this man. I mean, I think he does a good job. In light of what's been going on right now, I think he's been doing an excellent job. But he goes up there and gets on the Hill, and everyone goes after him. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Everybody seems to be after this guy all the time.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I said. It's no matter what he says or no matter what he does, it's sort of a lose-lose situation for him, period, unless everything's happy-happy and people have a ton of money in their pocket. I guess they're not. That's kind of what it is. They're not going to go after him, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, so is this a good time? You know, a lot of people pulled out of the market or rolled into cash. Is this a time to, you know, have we seen the bottom? Is this a time to dip your toe in or what?
Well, I mean, you ask a great question. I mean, first of all, have we seen the bottom? Yes, I believe that we've seen the bottom on the equity markets. I think that you are probably going to see a rally towards the end of the year. The way I see this, and nobody ever likes to guess where this is going to go day by day, because basically the market is like a downed electrical wire at this point, and it just is flip-flopping all over the place. And until the energy comes out of it, which we're starting to see, you're going to continue to see it flip-flop all over the place. And so anybody who's looking to invest, obviously they have to have a long-term horizon, you know, things that you hear about all the time, and know that the moment you invest, the market's going to go down.
Yeah.
And you just got to be prepared for that. But most importantly, I think we'll have a really nice end of the year, again, because things aren't as bad as they had been forecasted, and next year I think you'll see a 20-30% gain in the overall market.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you tell people, you give them advice. I called you an investment guru, and you send clients in different directions and that sort of thing. But if you were giving advice, isn't it best to also, even if I have a guy like you, to school myself, to be up on things, to read some of the financials? Isn't that the best advice too?
Well, reading the financials, yes. I mean, here is one of the biggest problems I see for most investors. They get a little too micro. They try to read just a little too much. And reading things and knowing what's going on day by day, that's not what investing is about. I mean, the genius of investing is recognizing the direction of trends. And what goes on day by day and hour by hour is really not that relevant. What is relevant is by diversifying a portfolio, having investments whose correlations are real low to each other, meaning that not everything is going to go up and down together. Know that you must have in your portfolio some things that aren't going to work all the time, because if everything worked all the time together, everything would go up together and everything would go back down together. And be realistic in what your expectations are. But reading and keeping up to date day by day, as I stated earlier, just I don't see the significance in that. I think the significance is having investments whose risks are different. That's the key to this.
Yeah, so it is diversity in the portfolio, like you said. So you've got some things that might be down a little bit, but then you have other things that are up, and that kind of, I guess, takes some of the risk out of it anyway, right?
Well, that's the only way you do this. I mean, if you follow the endowment approach. There's a book, by the way, an excellent book. I have nothing to do with it other than promote it because I think it's fantastic. And a really wonderful guy wrote it, and it's called The Ivy Portfolio. And The Ivy Portfolio does a magnificent job of explaining how Harvard and Yale, who are really thought as the best practices in our business, manage money. And what they do is they have investments whose risks are different. Not everything is in the equity markets, not everything in the bond market. And, you know, a lot of it is in there, but making sure that you reduce your risk by owning lots of different investments that have low correlations to each other. That's the key to managing money.
Yeah. And speaking of money, just in general, this comes up all the time on this show. You know, there's a big summit meeting, you know, whatever it was, the G20, and the conversation is about, will we have a global coin, cash, whatever, that everybody uses? Let's go global. That was suggested, that was thrown out there. And of course, a lot of people don't want to see the dollar go away. But when the dollar trends down and then everybody gets scared, there's that kind of a conversation. I personally don't think it's going to go away. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to go away either. I just don't see it. I don't see the reason for it. And I think it's just another, I don't know, I think it's another way for people just to waste their time talking about it, because I'm not saying that we're wasting our time, so don't think about that. But, you know, people really do spend a lot of time talking about issues like this, and I think they need to spend more time on real issues. And this one, I don't believe, is, you know, even begins to become something we need to be concerned about.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I say that all the time. It comes up a bunch because you'll get these juicy headlines, and it'll be a world leader that says something about going global, and then the conversation comes up, and you go to XE.com, and you start to look at what the euro is against the dollar and all that sort of stuff, and then that's how that all happens. Hey, Ed, we appreciate the time. If somebody wants to email you, where can they email you?
You can email me at ed@chapwoodinvestments.com.
All right, ed@chapwoodinvestments.com. Ed, again, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, and so you heard what Ed had to say. He gave you some great advice. One, I'm always looking for good reads, and he said the Ivy portfolio. I'm somebody who tries to look at the trends, because I decided a couple of years ago that I had to school myself in the art of figuring out where to invest. I say this all the time on the show, whether you have just a tiny, tiny bit of money or you have a lot of money, you can take a small, and I'm talking a small amount of money, and make something with that. Of course, as he said, there's the ups and the downs, so you have to know the trends. And I think the more that you start to read and follow charts and all that sort of stuff, the better you get at looking down the road, and then you get investment advice from somebody who's been in the game and somebody you trust. And I think you read as much as you can from people who have done it so well. That's why Warren Buffett, he is like a sage. You know, people follow him around just lapping up everything that he says, because he's made a lot of money. And he does offer some sound financial advice. Reading the annual reports from his company, Berkshire Hathaway, that's the first thing that I started to do. And I started to see things and listen to some of the things that Warren Buffett said. Anyway, interesting, fascinating stuff. We're going to dive more into what Bernanke had to say today and some more of the abuse that he took, obviously, on the Hill. Coming up on the flip side, though, we're going to talk about the Internet and how people are making money all over the place. I just talked about those Twitter guys, $700 million if that deal goes through. Wow, that's just crazy cash.
Show me the money!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The Internet as a political medium. Viable?
Yeah, it's like the only one left, Sam.
Well, there's 80 billion things on it.
Yeah, but if you know where to look, after you do the big search, this is what I found out by going on there. It just takes your mind and then you live in there forever. You can never come out.
Never gone searching.
Oh, my God, it's just, it opens up the whole universe. It's so awesome. You would love it. Anything you want to know.
The wife loves it. I would love it. What do you punch the little buttons and things?
You just click on this thing. The thing is, you got to be able to read. So you have to have strong glasses when you're over 50. And then you just scroll down and click. It's not that hard. I can show you how to do it.
No, thanks.
You got to love that. The great Larry King. When he was interviewing Roseanne Barr, and the conversation turns to the Internet. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And how ironic is this? Larry King, one of his websites, was actually done by our next guest, who's just terrific. I mean, if he can totally sell you on what you need to do to get going on the Internet. Scott Fox joins us now. He had a super runaway hit book called Internet Riches, and now he's got a new one out as well, E-Riches 2.0. Scott, great to talk to you again on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Did you just love that little Larry King clip?
Absolutely. As you said, I worked with Larry a couple of years ago, and he's not the most technically advanced guy, but he is an awfully nice man.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And I love that about him, though, that he copped to that. Like, yeah, the wife loves it, but, you know, I just don't know too much about it. And actually, he's very interactive. His show is incredibly interactive. They really utilize the Internet. They take all kinds of chats and stuff when he's on the air now. So they know what they're doing with that show anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Larry, and to his credit, he told me, he said, look, interactivity is nothing new. I've been doing it on the air for 30 years. And he's right. Yeah. This is just the Internet's late to the party, right?
Exactly. Well, you're certainly an expert in this, and you use your personal experiences and the success that you've had of building a multi-million dollar e-business, all kinds of e-businesses, I guess. You've had small website startups and giant ones like Larry King, big name people and that sort of stuff. Did you ever think, though, it would explode the way that it has for you?
You know, I have to say I did. I first got involved with the Internet over 15 years ago when I was in graduate school at Stanford University in Silicon Valley, and it just made sense to me because it's a communications medium, and people like nothing better than to communicate, and this makes it easier for people to find each other. And in the early days, it was mostly just about socializing, but then business came along. Whenever you've got an audience, you've got a market, and of course, you know, commerce and capitalism followed. And it's not just me that's made money. Obviously, there's fortunes being created all the time online. I'm not a get rich quick guy, but anybody with a good idea these days has a shot.
Yeah, tell me about the new book. What's the focus here?
Well, thanks for asking. The new book it's called E-Riches 2.0, and it's about online marketing. So my first book, as you mentioned, Internet Riches, was about how to build a website business. It could teach anyone, even non-technical people, how to get started online. So this sequel book, E-Riches 2.0, it's about all the new tools that are available online, from email and blogs to Facebook and Twitter and all the fancy, more technical stuff. And these are all free tools that can help business people attract a profitable audience online. So it's the plain English guide to modern marketing, I'd say.
Yeah, at the very least, Scott, I don't know that you can do a business, any kind of a business, without at least having some sort of website at your disposal. I don't know that you can do that anymore because people automatically ask you for a website. They don't even ask for your digits anymore. They want your website, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess if you had a real small town donut shop or something, you might be able to do it. But even then, there are opportunities to be online. You could build your audience and build communities around how tasty your donuts are and, you know, the local community. And the fact is the customers are there. And I know it's hard for business people, you know, especially small business people. Everybody's got enough to do. And you're just getting used to the idea that you need a website. But it turns out there's all these folks online. And if you're not there, your competitors are, frankly.
Yeah, you mentioned social networking, and you talk about it in your book, Twitter, Facebook, that kind of stuff. How big has that become?
Oh, it's bigger. That's one I would have to say to your earlier question. It's gotten even bigger than I would have imagined. It turns out people love to talk to each other, and that may be the killer app, actually, is this interpersonal communication. Facebook now over 200 million users worldwide. Many other social networking sites growing double digits weekly. You've got just an explosion here. They haven't all made money yet. Of course, that's the trick with this stuff, but it's hard for me to imagine with an audience of 200 million people that you're not going to find a lot of different ways to make money. Just like everyone poo-pooed Amazon.com and eBay back 10 or 15 years ago, you know, now those are big, big contributors to our economy.
Yeah, you know, on my Facebook, I had to kind of be dragged into it. It was just because I was so busy, Scott, and finally I had a business partner that said, you have to do this. You have no choice. I don't care what you say. We're making you sit down and do this. And within 2 weeks, there were 500 people on there. I knew a lot of them. There were media people, et cetera, including, and I have to think, and she's doing this brilliantly, her name's Lisa Scottolini, and she's a well-known author from Philadelphia, and she writes best-selling books. They pop up on the New York Times, you know, bestseller list. She writes about a lawyer and takes twists and turns, murder and this and all this other sort of stuff. And she's got all kinds of stuff on the Facebook pages of meeting people and going out to book signings. And I think she draws even bigger crowds through Facebook.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Facebook is really, it's really a tool to automate what we used to call networking. Like networking 20 years ago was going like to a cocktail party and meeting people and exchanging business cards. Well, what Facebook and LinkedIn and even Twitter, a lot of these tools, they just automate all that stuff. So you can meet where you used to meet maybe a dozen people in a good night. You can meet hundreds, and those people's friends can meet you too. And as a business owner, it's really a marketing opportunity. That's what the new book is about. Just like you did, you're a media person. Get out there and meet those people and friends of friends, and they tell two friends and they tell two friends, and pretty soon you've got customers showing up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And there's just limitless how far your mind can expand as to what kind of a business you can do. It doesn't take that much to put together an e-commerce business, is it? It's not that hard.
That's right. Well, I talk about that in my first book. There's a $25 budget outlined, and frankly, these days things have moved even faster. You could get started on Facebook. There's an example in my new book of a business that started on Facebook, and the tools are free. I mean, you need, of course, you need a computer and an internet connection, and you have to know how to hunt and peck your way around a keyboard, but these tools are really, they are free, and the companies are making money, of course, on selling ads on the pages that you create for them, so you're kind of partners there whether you like it or not. But with no capital, you can get online and you know, reach the whole planet. I talk about this all the time on my blog at scottfox.com. It's a major topic, is success stories of people who've gotten online, made money, maybe not billionaires or zillionaires, but, you know, doing well and having a good time pursuing something that they enjoy doing.
Yeah, do you mentor people in this? In other words, I would assume that you're also a consultant to a lot of people. We mentioned the Larry King thing, but I would assume just even some regular Joes, you might be a mentor, are you?
I do, yeah, thanks. I do that. I don't do as much as I'd like. I really enjoy it, but my schedule is just such I can't do as much one-on-one as I'd like. It's actually more efficient for me to write books and to blog and to, you know, I have free email newsletters at scottfox.com and publicize and then do radio like this. I really am trying to help people. I give the money for my books to charity, as you may recall. You know, I think this is the opportunity of our generation, and to not be online these days, you're missing the opportunity to really make something of yourself, even if you weren't a computer science major.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you. Hey, one of the things that you do, you're on the boards of the Technology Council of Southern California. What does that mean? What does the board do?
Well, that's an organization based, I'm based in Los Angeles, as you know, and that's a local community organization that helps to nurture, as it implies, technology businesses in the Southern California region. So we run awards programs and mentoring programs and a lot of panel discussions and networking events to help trying to recreate all the success that they have up in Silicon Valley here in Southern California. There are other organizations like that around the country. I know there's a big one in Atlanta, for example, another one in Connecticut. There's a lot of folks that are trying to help people understand that the internet isn't just for techies anymore. It's really a platform that anybody can use to better their lives.
And you can make money blogging, can't you?
Yeah, you can. That's the crazy thing. It sounds like, you know, blogs, most people still think that that's basically like a daily journal or a diary, and that's how they started, and you can still use them that way. You can just, you know, write about silly things like what you had for lunch or something, but you can also use them as a business owner and talk about things that are relevant in your industry. So if you're a consultant or a lawyer or somebody with some expertise, you can write articles that demonstrate your expertise and attract clients doing that. Or if you're you own a business that sells a product or a service, you can write articles about that that customers then might find through search engines and position yourself, your company and your products favorably in customers' minds. The new book, E-Rich, is full of examples of this. People can use blogs to make money lots of different ways. It turns out it's just a tool. You don't have to really know how it works, kind of like your car. You don't really have to know how the engine works, but it gets you to work every day. A blog is the same way.
Yeah, no kidding. How about the story about the Twitter guys? Apple might end up buying Twitter for $700 million. I mean, it's just in a conversation, but wow, that's crazy, huh?
It is crazy, but, you know, you look at the growth that those guys have had, and it's hard not to be impressed, isn't it?
Oh, I'm totally impressed. I can't believe it. Are you kidding? All the press.
Yeah.
They've gotten free publicity all over the place.
Yeah, right. They're publicity masters, no doubt about it. No,
it's crazy, crazy. So if somebody wants to pick up your book, how do they do that?
Well, it's available for order at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and those are actually pre-orders there, but it showed up early, and it'll actually be in the bookstores at the end of the month, in Nationwide, Barnes & Noble, or whatever your favorite bookstore is. I'd love to have you check it out. It's called E-Riches 2.0, but the free information is at ScottFox.com. You don't have to pay for it if you don't want to. There's plenty of free information at ScottFox.com.
All right, excellent. Scotty, thanks. We appreciate your time as always, buddy.
My pleasure, Kate. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. Scott Fox, tell you what, he really, and you heard what he just said there, he's had so much success online that he donates all the money from his books to charity. And he's a guy who used the tools that he learned at Stanford Law School. And I mentioned the mentoring thing. He's a mentor to students at Harvard Business School, and he's an instructor at the Learning Annex as well. So, good way to make some money. Go on the internet, check it out, figure it out. He's right, it's pretty easy to do. If you can peck at a keyboard and you have an internet connection, you can probably get it done. Talking about Michael Savage being banned from England next on America Tonight.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we've got birthdays in this day in history. I was just mentioning Michael Savage, and that was the subject of a couple of segments of ATN this time around. Stunning news, I think, that the UK actually has a law and order officer who has a list, a hit list of people who can't enter into the country. Now, that's not unusual for criminals, but for a talk show host who happened to make a comment about the Koran, for example, and, you know, took a swipe at it, and he did make a brutal comment about autistic kids, but he makes lots of controversial statements, keeping him out of the country and putting him on that list, that's, again, a shocker, and there's a chance Michael Savage may go after the government official in the UK who put him on the list, and certainly on his radio show, whether you like him or not, he's calling for people to ban travel to Britain. So that'll be an interesting thing that'll play out over the next couple of days. Man, a talk show host. And when you think of talk show hosts, who do you think of that would be on the list? Like Rush Limbaugh, who has massive pull in the United States, because he does. You've got the head of the RNC referring to Rush Limbaugh and then saying, oh, it's entertainment, but then taking it back and apologizing. That's the kind of influence this guy wields when he has the amount of listeners and the amount of stations certainly he has, and he's been around for, what, 18 years or so. But Michael Savage, I don't know that you would think of Michael Savage as somebody that the UK would ban. Brett Favre, I think that we should ban in sports shorts Brett Favre from uttering retirement until he's absolutely, completely sure. Does a guy have a right to change his mind? Do people retire and then regret that they retired in the real world? Certainly. But with Brett Favre, there was so much of that with Green Bay. It did get to the point where it was ridiculous. Now, I thought it was a mistake what happened in Green Bay and the fact that he ended up with the Jets. Brett Favre now could become the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. It makes for an interesting scenario, an interesting showdown when his whole career pretty much was with Green Bay, and you think of him as a cheesehead. To see him in a Vikings uniform would be sacrilegious for longtime cheesehead fans. But the, you know, the league cleared the, if you look at the situation with Brett Favre, one of the hurdles was what if the Packers, if the team had filed tampering charges against the Vikings, alleging improper contact between Favre and the Vikings offensive coordinator. Remember this? We were talking about this a year ago. That was the offensive coordinator. Bevel was a friend of Favre's from his days as Green Bay's quarterback coach. And I was doing a Fox show on the weekends and talking about this a ton because there was heavy conversation about Minnesota. But then the league cleared the Vikings of all those charges, and Green Bay included in the trade to New York a clause that made it all but impossible, really, for the Jets to turn around and ship Favre to Minnesota. Now, wouldn't it beat the band if, after the 16 years he spent with Green Bay, the one with the Jets, he ended up quarterbacking the Minnesota Vikings? I think some Vikings fans would embrace this. Like I said, you look at Favre. There's Favre haters, certainly. You look at his arm. Is his arm 100%? And you look at the Minnesota and where they're at now, and would they be better off, forget about the whole legend thing and all that stuff, would they be better off with Brett Favre or not? And that's the question I think the fans would be asking themselves. Are the Vikings making a serious run for Favre? Somebody said to me, maybe they should get Matt Millen for the GM, too. All right, let's ask our man Matt, who is in Minnesota, and as a huge sports fan, how would you feel about Brett Favre going to the Vikings? Because he's going to meet with the Vikings coach, Brad Childress.
If he's healthy, then I'll embrace it. But if he hasn't had the surgery and his arm's still weak, because he started off really well with the Jets last year, that first half of the year, what are they were like 8-3 or something like that.
Right.
And then he just fell off after he was injured. And if he's going to be throwing it like that, making throws, which are pretty much throwing up punts, which we had Brad Johnson doing that in here before. We don't need that again.
Right.
But I don't know. There's a lot of Vikings fans that would despise having Brett Favre on the team.
Sure, because
they
of
hate
Green
him
Day.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
the rivalry is just, it runs that deep.
And that's what I like about this. I think it's really intriguing, Matt, if he were to do that. And the funny thing is, like I said, he's really not shut the door to this. I have a pretty good source on this, and they say that he really wanted to go with the Vikings in the first place, but I kind of explained that scenario, how that couldn't happen the first time around. So I think if he's healthy, there's a great chance he ends up with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we came close to having a couple blackouts here last year, so I'm definitely thinking the owners kind of thinking, you know, if we got Brett Favre here, there's no chance of ever having a blackout.
Yes, that's a good thing. Vikings fans, if you're listening to me wherever you are in the United States, take heed. Go back home. Catch some grub and some games because they won't be blacked out. Oh, my, oh, my. That's just one story in sports shorts. The other one is when we look to the NBA, we're thick into the playoffs there, and the Denver Nuggets pulling away from the Mavericks again. They have a 2-0 lead in that series. I think the Mavericks felt going in, they had a really good shot at the Nuggets, but boy, it's been an interesting series so far. And in this game, first game was a little bit closer down the stretch. In this game, the Nuggets certainly at the end pulled away. I mean, the Mavericks still at the end tried to do whatever they could. They were just, you know, Dirk Nowitzki had 35 pure points and was just hustling everywhere he could. But hey, the Nuggets now are 2-0. 2-0. They're up two games in this. And there's a couple of reasons you could point to. I've watched a little bit of this series. Even the bench for Denver has come up really, really, I think they've come up really big when they've been asked to come up big. And Chauncey Billups, guard, of course, one of the starters for Denver, was on the floor almost the whole game. And He ended up with 18 assists, and those 18 assists were key because, you know, you're talking about leading to points and a couple of big rebounds at key moments in the game. Point-wise, he had 18 points, but it's what he did, especially with assists and boards at key critical times in the game, I think that really made a big difference. I don't know, Matt, there's a chance that the Mavericks could go down at the hands of the Nuggets.
Everybody in Denver is saying, thank you, Detroit.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's exactly what I thought of. That move has paid off for them so well because you look at their starters and then you combine a Billups with a guy like Carmelo Anthony and you look at how they are inside the paint, boy, and if you watch any of their games, they have really been clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, and everybody thought Chauncey and Carmelo had been playing together in Detroit years ago, but they went with Darko. And now Carmelo's back with Billups. Now United, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, United, finally. And that's proved to be a big deal, obviously, for them. I mean, just stunning the fans of Dallas who thought maybe this is their turn. And how about Boston? We're skipping around, but in baseball, man, dominating the Yanks again. So the Bo Sox, part of the story there. I love baseball as we start to get deeper into it. Yeah. I gotta say the same thing. I am not a great fan of the Yankees, even though I actually covered the Yankees at one point. But with a big win, the Red Sox 7-3, and they have had their number. We're talking the Red Sox are 5-0 against the Yanks for the first time in 24 years. Boy, that is scary, scary stuff. Quickly, a couple of thoughts on this day in history. In 1861, Arkansas seceded from the Union. How about that? In 1960, Britain's Princess Margaret married Anthony Armstrong Jones, a commoner, and they divorced in 1978. People were shocked by that. Also, this happened in 10 years ago. Bill Clinton met with Kosovo refugees, if you remember, in Germany, and was listening to terrible stories of murder, terror, all that stuff, and promised them, you'll go home again, eventually in safety and freedom, and we saw how that situation ended up. And 5 years ago, President George W. Bush apologized for the abuse of Iraq prisoners by American soldiers, calling it a stain on our country's honor, and he rejected calls for Defense Secretary then at the time, Donald Rumsfeld's resignation. In birthdays, Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays is 78 years old. I've had the pleasure of meeting Willie Mays a couple of times. This isn't a name-dropping thing, but in my days of covering baseball, he came to a couple events that I happened to be at, both in New York and in Texas, and it was a real thrill for me to actually talk to Willie Mays about the good old days, the basket catch, 78 years old. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet, 64. Actor Alan Dale, 62. Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars, 54 years old. George Clooney with a big birthday, he's 48 years old. Cowboys tight end Jason Witten turns 27. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. I'm going to leave you with this thought. No man chooses evil because it is evil. He only mistakes it for happiness, the good he thinks.